Lukotot Torah Bahar, page Mem, bottom of the first column. The Alter Rebbe in the first Os was asking, why does it first say you have Shemitah and then you come to the level of Sheishanim when the order seemingly is the opposite way? So the Alter Rebbe started explaining there's a Chesi, there's a Yossi. He explained what's the level of a Chesi. A Chesi, the sister, is the natural instinct of love. By tzaddikim, it's always revealed. By most people, it's revealed only in the time of davening, when you meditate, but then it goes away, and therefore it's not real emes, because emes would be constant without any separation. And therefore, there's a concealment, that itself, you have different levels of blockage, that it wants to conceal the natural instinctive love that the Nefesh HaLikis has. So that's Achaisi. But the Pasuk says, Rayasi also, my friend. So he says, Bearing in Rayasi, what is the union of Rayasi? Waderich Masham Razal. It's Rayasi is actually my friend, right? So what does it mean? Okay, sister of Hashem means we have this natural instinctive love to Hashem. Rayasi, friend, is what Chazal say, Yisrael mefarnes in lavim shebeshamayim. The Yidden give parnasa to Hashem. Okay? What does it mean they give parnasa to Hashem? Oksiv, like it says in the Pasuk, Yidach mimenu nidach. That there's nothing, there's no person that will be lost from daikah. Tahainu lishtabo begufa de malkah. To hug the body of the king. Okay, you can explain what this means. The heaven's there. To understand it. Eich and Neshama. Shetehi b'chinas nivra yesh davar p'nei atzmei. Basically, he says like this. Yidin give Hashem parnasa. And through this, they actually hug Hashem. So he asks the question, how is it possible that a Neshama, which is a creation, an emanation, a creation, how is it possible that such a thing can hug Hashem himself? As great as a Neshama is, it's still a creation. It's still a limited creature. Achine Omer Bezeya, the Zeya says like this. Klas Kishir Miskashim Bechoda. It says in the Zeya the expression, three knots tie with each other. Yisrael Vareisa, Vareisa Bekutche Brichu. Yidin are tied to Torah, and Torah is tied to Hashem. Okay, by the way, we learned this in the past. So the question is then, it's only two knots. If there's one, two, and three, so you tie one to two and two to three, so there's only two knots. And the Zohar says there's three knots. The explanation is because Hashem and the Jews are tied also. So it's like a circular. Jews are tied to Torah, which is tied to Hashem, and then Hashem is tied to the Jews. So it's actually three knots for the three things. But he says, Kimibnei Shebchinus Umayla HaTayla Gavaya Mechinus Mayla Sumadregis Mishamitz Yisrael. It says, and here the Alter Rebbe is speaking in one aspect. He says that Torah is much greater than a neshama. Where it comes from? Why? Because Torah me chachma nafkas. Torah comes in the level of chachma. Bezel. Excuse me. Bezel ma'ashama razal. And this is what Chazal tell. Okay. Fortune is the one that comes to Gan Eden with his learning in his hand. That means there's a neshama in Gan Eden, but it says fortune is the neshama that they have Torah, which means Torah is greater than the neshama. Because if neshama is greater than Torah, why is the neshama lucky that it has Torah? The neshama is greater than Torah. Here we speak in that level that Torah is greater than the neshama. But we need to understand this itself. Torah also comes into physical objects. It talks about tzitzis, tefillin, sukkah. The gamma dine mominus and all arbitration of monetary issues. Alderach Moshe Ruvin turns this and Shimon says this. So he says, now the question is like this. It says, fortune is the one that comes to Gan Eden with Torah in their hand. So the Alter Rebbe says, how in the world do two people fighting, or the laws of agriculture, or the laws of Shabbat, Sukkah, whatever, come to Gan Eden? There's no agriculture there, there's no fighting there, there's no Shabbos there, there's no Sukkah there. So What does it mean that in Gan Eden, fortune is the one that comes there? Achein makes it, but it says, basically, the Alter Rebbe said, we need to understand this neshama bit and Torah bit and what it's all about. Achein makes it, it says, l'chu lachmu b'lachmi. It says that Torah, Hashem says, Torah is my bread. Torah is my food. Kikmei alechem bazin gashmi. Just like in physical bread. Sha'olav yichya ha'adam chayi gufei. Just like physical bread. In other words, Hashem is giving a mashal for what we accomplish with Hashem. Like he said, we give Hashem parnasa, we sustain Hashem. Now, he says, Hashem says, Torah is my bread. Just like bread keeps the person's neshama in the body. How? Ayde shenivla beivadiv shaladam, when Torah becomes absorbed in the body. The only way food can give sustenance is if it becomes absorbed in the blood. If it doesn't become absorbed in the blood, it can hurt you, not only not give you food. The same thing, Torah, that's called food. And the spiritual life of the soul, shetivla beivadiv nafshin. It has to be part of the neshama. In other words, the neshama needs to internalize the Torah that it learns. Neshava kibsari mamish and mamish becomes like its flesh. And that's the way the nefesh goes back to Hashem. Lishtaba begufa malka to hug the body of the king. Lias nivla begufa the malka mamish to become one with Hashem.
This effect is the gashmik or the ruchnik?
Ruchnius, but Ruchnius and Gashmius are interconnected, so it affects the Gashmius too. When the Pasuk says, it's ways and ways of sweetness, and all its paths are peace. Okay? That's not talking about Ruchnius like a peace, and Ruchnius like a sweetness. What the Pasuk is saying is, when a person lives a Torah life, they have a sweet, peaceful life. They have purpose, they have mission, they have understanding of what's going on. Like this, it's a jungle.
Yeah,
so it has effects, it's ruchnias, but it also affects the gashmias. Now in Gan Eden, one second, when a person learns Torah in Gan Eden and it becomes absorbed in the neshama down here, so then when the neshama goes up to Gan Eden, it's able to become one with Hashem.
It's too early in the morning, but there's too many Sadiqim who are suffering.
So?
They're studying Torah, it affects the
Gashmi. Somebody sent me it's like a 2-minute clip from Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. Olav Shalom. And he says that the questions in Torah. Why are you making bad? Everybody had questions. Avraham Avinu had questions. David HaMelech had questions. Yirmiyahu HaNavi had questions. Everybody had questions. God, why are you doing this? Correct? So when they asked the Klaizen Bigger Rebbe, who lost his wife and 11 kids in the Holocaust, and they came and rebuilt. So they asked him, you don't have any questions on God? He said, you don't have any questions on God? He says, sure, I have questions on God. But sometimes when you want answers to the questions, God will take you upstairs to answer them to you. He says, I'd rather be down here with the questions than up there with the answers. No, it's an unbelievable thought. Think about it. I'd rather be down here with... He says, questions in Yiddishkeit, that's what it's all about. Everybody, David HaMelech says, hear me ask. Everybody asks, what are you doing? It's better to live with the question than die and get the answer. That's what he said, basically. Now, what's the verse? It's a cute thing. The questions against God are part of life. And who said there's that? There's answers. You want answers? Go upstairs. You get an answer.
But when Mashiach comes, it's not going to be questions.
Mashiach comes, everything will be revealed. So then we'll see everything. So then the answers will be here in the world. How it was really good.
Somebody
asked a question. Okay. Okay, First, it's his bread. She'alachem lechem u'mazon livleber nafshechem. Hashem says, his luchul lachmoy, his bread meaning us, belachmi and my bread. So it says, first it's lachmi meaning our, Hashem says to us, it's your bread, it becomes absorbed in the nefesh. V'achakach belachmi, and then it becomes my bread. It becomes absorbed in alukus, and we give support kaviyachot to Hashem. V'inei, ba'ovis malachas shel Shabbos, in the 39 malachas of Shabbos, but you know, the 39 prohibitions. It says, Tanis Sedurit the Pasnokit. It starts off with the order of bread. And that was the first number of malachas deal with bread. The plowing and harvesting and planting and cutting and all that. Why? They lasis lechem. In order to make bread. She'erdoi l'mayichel odom. To make it fit for people. She'ad she'aniv l'beivodav. That it becomes absorbed in the limbs and it becomes part of the flesh. You need four primary things: planting, grinding, kneading, and baking. Yeah? Now, the question is, Hashem could have made that bread should grow as bread. Think about it. Hashem made wheat, and in order to make wheat, you have to plant it, and you have to harvest it, and you have to knead it, and you have to bake it, and you have to do all those types of things, and then you get bread. Yeah? Why couldn't Hashem just make bread grow?
He did, mud.
Nowadays, mud. Go back to the mud. Go back to the desert. Why did... And so, now the Rebbe is going to say, these four things, which is planting, grinding, kneading, and baking, are four stages in Avedas Hashem. Because when this is making Hashem's bread, lachmi, we make the bread for Hashem, as korbani lachmi li'ishai. Okay? So therefore, just like in making physical bread, there's four things that have to happen. In Aveda, he says like this.
How are the 10 malachas of making bread cut down into four?
Because these are the general ones. Planting includes everything that gets the wheat to grow. You know, it includes, it's a general word. Yeah, it's 10 details, but it's a general rule. The planting, that includes watering and cold, you know. And then you have the grinding, because you have to take the wheat. You know, the first thing you do is make wheat. Then you have to make the flour. Then you have to make it into dough. And then you have to make it into bread. Those are the four general things of baking.
This is a time of process.
It's a process. But now it's a process. It's hard work. It's avodah. You have to toil in the fields. It doesn't come easy.
It doesn't go all the way there. It goes, has to go process.
Correct. That's what he's saying. So he says, Lahavin arba avodas halalu b'avodas Hashem, to understand these four things in avodas Hashem, tzarich levayir heitev, but b'pratis, we need to understand in detail, in v'seda azriya b'gashmis, what it means planting in gashmis. Once you understand what planting in gashmis is, then we can understand what planting in ruchnis is. When it says, we say in Shira Malchim, hazeirim b'dima, if you plant with tears, but in the Yitzhak, you're going to harvest with joy. In other words, it's a lot of work. But in order to understand the way it is in Ruchnius, in Hashem's bread, we need to understand the way it is in Gashmius. He says like this, Al derech moshel, for instance, Shazer in Garden Chita. When you plant a wheat seed, or Neit in Garden Pri Haaretz, or you plant a fruit tree in the ground, or Mechas in Va'afa, you cover it with dirt. You can't just put a seed on top of the ground, right? You have to plow the land, soften it up, then you put the seed in, then you cover it with dirt. And then it becomes rot, it spoils, it germinates. Then, the power of growth that the earth has, plants wheat, or pri, or fruit, okay, now, says like this. You take a seed, you put it in the ground, and then by covering it in the ground, what happens is the power of vegetation that the earth has will make this particular thing grow based on the seed that's put there. If it's wheat seed, it's going to grow wheat. If it's a fruit tree, it's going to grow fruit, right? Which means, Alter Rebbe says, L'cheira, how could the same earth grow wheat and grow fruit? is it earth for wheat or is it earth for fruit? So he says, because this power of planting the earth has, hukayach klol is a general kayach. Zed and agad and ahu. That plants the seed, liyeskein alos man, like the surusa de lasata. Hukayach atzemech atzmiach kayach prati, kein agad and ahu. Okay? He says like this, in order to plant, you have to take the wheat, the seed, and therefore because the earth potential power of vegetation is the general power. So when you plant that seed, you do your avoida of the seed. So then milmaila, the from above, the kerech, the vegetation that the earth has will reveal the reality of that potential of the seed. And he says, why? Because the seed also came from the ground. Where does a wheat seed come from? From another weed. I don't mean marijuana weed. Wheat. Wheat. And the seed has the potential in a concealed form of growth. Elshin is gashim, he becomes coarse. Vinegar musa chinasa gan until it becomes a seed. In other words, like the Dalai Lama is saying that the seed in it is the potential to grow wheat. Even though the wheat seed itself really looks nothing like the wheat, or the apple seed doesn't look anything like the apple. So it has the potential to grow that particular thing, even though it's so remote and concealed because it becomes a seed. It's not a piece of wheat. Nevertheless, it's connected to the spiritual power of vegetation. Therefore, when the seed rots and germinates, then the kayach hatzemech, the potential in the seed, because it rots, becomes bottled to the kayach hatzemech of the earth. And it becomes the serut the mayim nukvim, meaning serut the lasata, or matzmiach kein agad and betesis merubal iker. And then, not only does it grow wheat, it grows much more than the source. You plant one seed, you get a tree. You don't get only one seed, or one apple. You get the whole tree. So how does it work? He says, the seed has the potential to plant an apple. It's an apple seed. It has potential to make an apple. But it became very low. You just can't take a seed and all of a sudden an apple will come from it. It's not going to happen. Why not? There's a potential in the seed to make an apple. And very simply, proof of it is this seed will not create a pear. It's going to create an apple. This seed is not going to create barley. It's going to create wheat. So what happens? What's the process, Dalai Lama says? Lepel, when it germinates in the ground, in other words, the seed has the potential to make apples. But it lowers itself. It's so concealed that the seed has nothing to do with the apple. Then when you take the apple in the ground and it germinates, and then it becomes bottled to the earth, then the kerech hatzemeach, which is in the seed, is bottled to the kerech hatzemeach, the plant, the power of vegetation in the earth, and then things grow. V'chem hatzemeach kol minei peiros, and it also grows all types of fruit. V'minei mata'amim, with many different tastes. V'gavim, many different colors. V'reach and smell, kein agad en ahu. Okay, like he says, im ha'yagan shel tapuchim, if it's an apple seed, matzmiach tapuchim. If it's a grape seed, matzmiach anovim. Right? Hagam shebegan ha'hein anir v'nigash shum tam v'reach klal. Even though, take the seed, it doesn't look like an apple, it doesn't taste like an apple, it doesn't smell like an apple. Nothing. There's seemingly no connection. Nevertheless, it's only k'mei eitz v'alma, it's like a piece of wood. Mikom ha'kem ha'ri ha'kopanim ha'muhus ha'priyahu. and it has the potential of the fruit. Yes, it doesn't look like an apple, it doesn't taste like an apple, it doesn't smell like an apple, but it's the potential of an apple. And therefore, it's not a revealed power, it's a concealed power, a potential power. And it has the potential in a hidden way, all the taste and the colors, and the smell should be paid out. But it's very, very concealed and very limited. That the seed has no taste or smell. And therefore, he says, dafka, because it doesn't have a particular taste, that's why it can connect to the earth and grow the apple. Because if the seed would have not only potential apple, but actual apple, then the earth wouldn't be able to produce different types of fruits. Because then it would be hooking up with the power of apple that the earth has. But the earth can only have power of apple because it can produce pears and grapes.
Who gives that taste? The seed gives that taste? Or
the seed is the taste potential.
So
and the simple logic of it, if it doesn't have the, if the seed in the power doesn't have the taste of the apple, how can the apple have taste? So it potentially, he says, but it's very limited. But because it's not an actual limited taste of an apple, therefore the seed can produce an apple with the power of earth in the
so
in the ground.
All earth does brings out the potential.
With the power of vegetation that the earth itself has.
Yes.
In other words, the earth, because it has the power of vegetation, therefore it brings out the power of vegetation in the seed.
So it's a truth, both of them. Earth.
You can't grow without a seed, and you can't grow without earth.
No, the question is you have the same seed. You put that seed in a fertile ground, it will give a sweeter apple.
But that's also because of the seed of the apple. Because the seed has the whole potential of the apple. But the way it comes out into the actual, from the potential, that is when it mixes up with the earth, the seed rots, therefore becomes bottled, in Hasidic language, to the earth, and therefore the earth's ability of vegetation, together with the seed's ability to produce an apple, creates an apple tree. This is all in Gashmius, because the Alter Rebbe is going to bring out how this is in Ruchnius. Because these are the four avodas of creating God's bread. Right? Okay, so he says, V'hine, K'chol ha-mashol zeh b'pratis. In all the details of this mashol, Yisbein in Hamaskel, the intellectual will be able to understand B'avodas Hashem u'v'toyrasi. These same levels in the avodas Hashem of Torah Mitzvahs. How? Torah is the wisdom and the will of Hashem. Hashem and his wisdom are on, like the Rambam says, Chakim v'leibu chokhmi yediya. Right? He's Chakim, he has a level of chokhma, but not an our known level of chokhma. And therefore, from the infinite amount of descents, from level to level, Yarda mi mata mata goes all the way down until it comes into Gashmiistic things. In other words, Siddhis explains that when it says, the Samach Tzedek asks, it says the Jews saw the Yad Hashem. Okay? The hand of Hashem is the attribute of Chesed. Now, why is Chesed of Atzilus called hand?
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Right hand. Yeah, right. Right hand. Now, why is it called right hand? So there's two things that Machzadek says. Number one, because down here, the hand functions the same way Chesed of Atzilus is. The right hand means bestowing kindness, giving, you know, the left hand is removing, gvura. But the right hand is giving. What is chesed of atzilus? Giving. So therefore, chesed of atzilus is giving, the hand is giving, so therefore we call it the same name. But then the Tzemach Tzedek says, no, it's much deeper than that. When chesed of atzilus comes down, 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 when it turns into gashmius, it becomes a hand. In other words, the spiritual source of a hand is chesed of atzilus. And therefore, when chesed of atzilus goes through atzilus and bria and yitzir and asiyah into asiyah gashmius, what happens from that chesed of atzilus? Now it's in the physical sense. It becomes the right hand. And it also becomes water, by the way. There's an aspect of chesed which is yamin. There's an aspect of chesed which is water. And those are two different aspects of chesed. This level of chesed becoming physical becomes water. And this level of chesed becoming physical, it becomes a hand. So he says, what happens, the person understands that Teirus Chochmasi HaKadosh Baruch. And then when it comes down, 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 down into the physical world, then it becomes dealing with gashmistic things. And he said, it's commercial. God in Azera, like the seed of the plant, or a pli or the fruit, shenilkoch mikerach atzmeach, shakerach ubechinas ayim amish, like it says, the koyach is nothing, like it says in the Mefarat Alt Rebbe, it's a very interesting thing. It says, tache ha'aretz desha. Tache means let the earth sprout out vegetation. Tache is two words, eish dos. If you read it backwards, it's eish dos. Meaning that becomes the fiery, becomes not nothing. And the fruit that grows from the seed, either stop shoes, he bought it through in the being in the earth, in certain respects is yashmiayin. Because when a fruit comes out of a tree, when the fruit comes from the seed, and the seed rots in the ground, is basically yeshmiayin. The fruit that comes from a seed, relatively speaking, is yeshmiayin, because the seed germinates, the seed rots, and then you become get a fruit. So basically, come yeshmiayin.
What is
das? Is das or das? Das, it refers, it refers to Torah. Mimine eish dos, dalisof. Nevertheless, amikom ken yesh bechayis ruchni still has spiritual life. Kitayv lemaychov v'nechman lemarish yesh bereich. So therefore, once the fruit comes out, there's taste, smell, color, and everything. Mashen ken garden anizra hachayis shebei mitzumtzim kolkach. And therefore, he says like this: while it's still a seed, there is no taste, there's no smell, there's no color, there's no nothing. When it comes down, 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 and it comes through the ground and becomes yeshmiayin, and now it becomes a fruit, that's when it gets all the taste and the color and the smell and so on. So he says, Kacha derech Moshe l'atei. Okay, let me get it.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.